Alfonso from the Bank of Cardiff.
Alfonso, it's Walt Burke. How are you?
Really well. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. How can I help you?
I got a message from you last week. I guess you had sent me a thing on a proof of $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
You left me a pretty detailed message last week, so I'm returning your call.
All right. What was your name again?
Walter Burke.
Walter Burke. And then what company are you calling from?
Burke's Excavating.
Burke's Excavating. All right, let me try to pull you up right here real quick.
Sure.
How can I help you? You were just following up on a message.
What's that?
You were just following up on a message.
Yes, yeah. I mean, you had sent me something in the mail, and you followed up with a phone call.
Uh-huh.
So I appreciated that, because that doesn't usually happen. So,
right.
I'm looking for some working capital, so I'd kind of like to know, you know, what your rates are and how this all works. And
alrighty. Is it okay if I transfer you to our senior rep?
If you want.
Yeah, just give me a second, okay?
Okay.
He's actually right next door to me. Let's see, dashboard. How's business been out there for you guys? Are you guys doing okay?
It's been very steady, yeah. Very
nice.
Steady.
How are we with sales? Are we up or down from last year?
What's that?
How are we doing with sales? Are we up? Are we down? Or are we flat from last year?
Well, probably down, but only because we had a huge job last year, so that was, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Nice. What was the job about?
Yeah.
Nice. How was the job? Like, what was the job that
huge
you guys had to do?
We knocked down the eighth oldest country club in America, believe it or not. A golf course, and we knocked down the old building they had there, and you know, they built a new one, and we did all the site work and everything. So it was $700 and some odd thousand dollar job.
Wow, that's impressive.
So that put me over the top, you know, for that year. I think we did like eight something the year before. Last year we did almost 1.2. This year we'll probably be back to like eight something, you know.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely have some room to work with. Do you guys have any plans for growth this year?
I mean, we're looking to expand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough getting people, though. Very, very tough.
Where have you guys been looking? Are you guys like...
Well, we're on Cape Cod, so...
Mm-hmm.
The market here is just, it's... The workers are like, there's nobody available. It's unbelievable. We've placed ads everywhere, you know, online, all over the place, and Indeed, Craigslist, and the paper, and it's like, boy, you just can't get good help.
So they're not reliable, or is it just really hard to get a hold of them? And it's just anyone?
No, they're hard to get a hold of because everybody's working, because everybody's so busy.
Right, yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, let me pass you over to Sam. He's actually finishing up an email he's typing up. But
okay.
All right, just give me a second here.
Sure.
Walter.
Did you find me?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to figure that out right now. I'm actually getting out the information, though. But here's Sam. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hi, is this Walter?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Walter, this is Sam. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. So I know you're talking to Alfonso. He's still pretty new here in the training program, so I thought I'd jump on and give you a little feedback.
Yeah.
Can you give me an idea of what exactly you were looking for here?
I'm probably looking towards working capital.
Okay. And
or a line of credit, if you have such a thing.
Okay. Now, what were you looking to use it for?
Well, a number of things, probably. I mean, we may purchase some more equipment, you know, down the road. Also, just I've got a few builders that are a little slow paying, so it'd be nice to have some extra working capital at the moment.
Sure, okay, absolutely.
And whatever, you know, it's just like we've grown, so, you know,
yeah.
With that comes growing pains. But you guys sent me an offer in the mail, so I was, you know, eligible for $250,000, and then Alfonso followed up with a phone call, and so I said, well, I might as well just look into it and see what you guys have. I'm used to dealing with local banks on Cape Cod, so this would be something new to me.
Okay. Now, do you currently have a line of credit?
I do, but it's only for $50,000. So
I see. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you know the
and unfortunately, some of these banks they're not business friendly. Although my credit is fine.
Sure.
They just well, you know, it's like okay, it's kind of a I don't know. I haven't been happy with this bank. I've been with them over 25 years, and it's like good grief, it's time to move on. I think.
Wow, that's quite some time. What do you guys do for top line revenue for gross annual sales?
Last year we did almost 1.2.
Okay. Okay.
The year before it was 8-something.
Oh, nice. You're definitely growing.
Yeah, we'll probably be back to 8-something this year, I think. Pretty sure.
Okay. All right. So, you know, based on...
We had this huge job last year, so that really catapulted us up. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Now, right now, you said you got a couple projects where you're waiting on payment. Is that a typical situation for you, or is it unique to these jobs?
Well, I'd say it's not typical, simply because we have some very high-end, I mostly deal with high-end clients down here now. And, you know, we're knocking down 8,000 square foot houses to put up 12 and 15,000 square foot houses.
Oh, okay.
And it's in a gated, you know, private island, a lot of it. So you cannot work, and we have numerous places like this, but you cannot work there during the summer.
They oh, wow.
Right down. Yeah, so back again, you know, after Labor Day.
Oh, I see.
Some of that stuff. So in the meantime, you know, the builders, unfortunately, didn't collect enough money before they shut down at the end of June. And a little tough getting paid until they get back there, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, so when do you expect to start seeing, you know, payments coming in? Are you looking probably more along the lines of, like, October?
Probably, yeah. Safely. Okay. Once you get back in there and get rolling, you know.
I gotcha. All right, so for the time being, how much would you be looking for, you know, some additional working capital to hold you over until then?
I mean, I don't know. You know, it's kind of... I don't know what, I mean, I know you said I was approved for 250, but...
Yeah, and I can give you some feedback on that. Yeah, I can give you some feedback on that. So it looks like on the initial kind of review of your file, you had done some financing before. It was probably with the bank that you're with, but it was based on your borrowing history and your business D&B credit profile. So they start off at $250,000, and that's just kind of... an industry average that we work with. More specifically for you, if you did about 1.2 last year, we would be looking at, for the first time around of setting you up on a working capital loan, you'd probably have anywhere from 120 to 150,000 available to you. Now, out of that, say we get you
approved. I don't even want that much. So
yeah, okay, perfect, you know. Perfect. Yeah, so say we're able to get you approved for $150,000. That's what's available to you. You don't need to use all of it. We can kind of work backwards. What we do is we get you approved for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible, and then we just work backwards. So say I get you approved for $150,000, but you only need $100,000. You can go ahead and do that. The other $50,000 is still available to you. But once you do the 100,000, we have kind of the way the programs are set up. It's a renewable source of capital, right? So if you do the 100,000, we'll set you up on a specific term. The terms go anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. So we can match you with what fits, you know, when you expect to start seeing payments come in. That's why I was asking if you're looking at October, because you might be able to set something up on just a short-term bridge loan, get you through that time, minimize the amount of interest that you're going to pay because it's going to be on a shorter period. But once you do that, if this is something that comes up again, it's renewable. So if you do the 100,000, you get halfway through, we open you up to more funding. Usually at that point, we can give you more cash at longer terms, and you get existing customer rates. So, you know, for the first time around, we're talking, we're going to get you approved for the largest amount. You see how much you need to work with right now, and we can do that, and then set you up on a term that matches it. Now,
so and interest-wise, what are we talking? Do you know?
It's kind of all over the place. Are you the 100% owner of the business?
I am.
Okay, and how does your personal credit look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
It's good. No. It's
okay.
Good. Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
I mean, I'm in the sevens.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Perfect.
My last credit report. So,
how long have you been in business?
30 years.
Oh, very nice. So you're going to qualify for one of our A programs. Basically, you know, there's a lot of different factors. It's based on cash flow. So we'd have to look at the most recent 6 months of your business bank statements to get to be able to give you real numbers. But, I mean, to give you kind of, you know, a basic intro, we start at 10 cents on the dollar and we go from there. The loans are unsecured, so we don't attach any collateral to it. We don't put a lien on the business. It's just unsecured cash that we deposit into your account, set you up on a, you know, term, and you pay us back. So we start at about 10 cents on the dollar. It'll work from there, depending on a few factors. But we can get those numbers for you pretty simply. Takes about 24 hours. From there, I can tell you exactly how much you're approved for, give you a couple different options for terms, so like maybe a 6 month, a 12 month, and then you'll have different payback options with each of those.
Okay.
Now, how soon were you looking to possibly get the funds in place if it all did make sense for you?
I'm actually taking off the end of this week, so probably nothing I'm going to do this week, but maybe jump on it next week or something.
Okay. All right. And, you know, like I said, it takes us about 24 hours to get you an answer. So if you'd like to know what you qualify for, you know, this week before you go, so you know what you're coming back, we can absolutely do that for you. It's a pretty...
Okay, but if you need those statements, I'm not going to get to it, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. No problem then. I was going to say, it's a pretty simple process. It's just an application and the bank statements and a tax return.
Gotcha.
But what I can do...
What do you need for tax returns? The last, what?
Just the most recent tax return. So if you finish 2015, that works, and that's all we need.
Oh, yeah. That's done. Yeah.
Okay, yes.
State and federal, or just federal?
Just federal. Just federal for the business.
Okay.
We keep it pretty simple. So what I can do is I'll have Alfonso send you an email right now. Just with the application and that short list. It's just the bank statements and the tax return. But as soon as you get that stuff back into Alfonso, we can turn around and give you exactly what you qualify for in 24 hours.
Okay. And then from that time on, what does it take to actually get funded?
It's pretty simple and straightforward. If you get the approval and you like the terms, there might be a few kind of final stipulations that we have to gather. Sometimes it's something that just shows that you're current on your business lease, just, you know, real quick like that. But we can fund, we can have the cash in the account in another 24 hours. So short end, we're looking 48 hours. Usually it's maybe about 3 to 4 days for the whole process, though.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Did you send me the email?
Okay, perfect. Perfect, yeah. I'll have him send it, and you'll have all of his contact information, everything in there. I'm right next to him all the time, too, so I can always jump on and give you an answer, too.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
All right, excellent. I'll have him send the email right now.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.